Today on the program, my boss. Quincy Access Television Executive Director John Colleary is joining us because QATV is now open to the public. Hey, John.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
All right. Thanks for coming to
the
show.
We're in the same room. Yes. So I'm glad to be back on the show.
I know. It's nice to be in person, like you said, either for the staff or now for members too, right?
Yeah, definitely. So we are open to the public now, to our members, public, whoever wants to come in and see what's going on here at QATV. We all are following the CDC recommendations and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts guidelines. So for anyone that's not fully vaccinated, we're still asking them to wear a mask while they're in the building. But if you've been fully vaccinated, you're welcome to come on in. If you haven't been fully vaccinated, wear a mask, but still come in to use the facilities, the editing. We've been available for camcorders and portable production use for the entire time, pretty much. But now, just like I said, in studio, we're welcoming people back in.
Let's take a little step back and talk about how QATV pivoted. Like, that's going to be the word of 2020, you know, is pivot.
Yeah, definitely.
During the pandemic, and really, from a viewer's perspective, other than the interviews being virtual, right, you wouldn't have noticed the difference.
Yeah, thankfully not, yeah. No. When everything happened last March, we were trying to make sure that we were ready for everything. I kind of saw things were gearing up, and I never thought we were going to be out of the studio for such a long time, or members would be out for such a long time. I thought, all right, you know, we'll need to prepare for things if we need to go home for a little bit, and we were kind of preparing for that, and then when they said, all right, everybody go home for a few weeks, we were, I think, pretty much ready for it. You know, we did a pretty good job, like you said, pivoting to do what we needed to do. Along with everybody else, we got our Zoom accounts and Google Drive accounts and cloud accounts to get ready for everything, and we really kind of hit the ground rolling from that first week. You were a big part of that, you know, doing all your interviews from home on Zoom. And then Michael Jarvie, Mark Crosby, Chris Potter, Carol Femin, doing everything from home to upload things to the cloud, download things again, upload it back, the edited version, and then pull it down, you know, VPNing in from here or there and whatnot.
Yep.
It was definitely a process the first couple of weeks, but for the most part, yeah. I mean, people, other than, like you said, other than seeing things on Zoom and not in studio,
right,
we were able to kind of get things going, and I think we did a pretty good job keeping the community informed. Those first couple months, it was pretty much all COVID all the time,
mm-hmm.
and we did a lot of that. Then we were able to start to, you know, bring other people back in to talk about different things that were happening, city departments or just nonprofits, how they were doing things. And then, oh, there's a little event going on here, mm-hmm. or there's something happening here, and now it's, you know, there's a lot going on in the city of Quincy that we're trying to keep up with.
Yeah, well, we're actually recording this the day after the state of emergency in Massachusetts has come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it's all systems go here at QATV, right?
Yeah, it is. So we're happy for that. Staff have been in building since last May 1st, give or take.
Right.
So we've been here, full time doing stuff. And then working virtually with other guests and members and stuff like that to come in virtually to do things. But now we're fully reopened. We're welcoming members back in for studio use, for editing use, and to take out equipment for portable productions as well. And we're not having classes just yet. We'll be kicking those off back in the fall. We're kind of hopefully our normal class schedule that we have for studio production, portable production, podcasting, different things like that. Mm-hmm. So we'll get ready for that.
I know a lot of businesses are advertising the fact that their staff are fully vaccinated, kind of a impetus, if you will, to give folks a sense of security. That's the case here, right?
Yep. Everyone's vaccinated here at QATV, so we're happy for that. And that's part of the reason why we're welcoming people back in,
yeah,
as well. Like, that was one thing I was worried about. I wanted to make sure, you know, the staff here at QATV was first protected and felt comfortable with people coming back in. I was the last one to get fully vaccinated, mm-hmm. got my appointment, and then was finally, you know, a couple weeks ago, was fully vaccinated. And I said, okay, you know, now I want to make sure we get everything ready to go. And effective June 14th, we've been, you know, fully reopened. So we're happy for that. But that was the big thing, is I wanted to make sure the staff here felt comfortable first. And I think a lot of businesses were like that. They wanted,
right,
to make sure that the staff felt comfortable. And for people to come inside to, you know, like you said, know as well that the staff is fully vaccinated. People are certainly welcome to wear masks inside here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told staff if at any point they want to put the mask back on, it's okay. You
sure.
know, I don't really have a problem wearing the mask out and about. And, you know, if I go into a restaurant that I might not be familiar with, I don't have a problem putting it on. There's a lot of times I don't put it on now. I feel comfortable. You know, it's nice to be able to go in somewhere and not have to put it in for that 5 minutes if I'm going to pick up an order somewhere or whatever it might be. So I'm trying to have that feeling here at QATV as well.
Yeah. So what are our hours and how does the logistics of it all work if somebody does, you know, want to come in?
Sure. So right now we're Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that will be carrying through until Labor Day. We will be opening up on Tuesday nights beginning in July, and those will be a little bit later to 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, depending on appointments. So we'll be able to have a little more time for on Tuesday nights beginning in July and August. Everything is by appointment, so we are asking members if they're looking to use the studio or editing to make an appointment beforehand. So at least to give us a call and say, is there availability for the studio or editing to come in and give us a call beforehand.
Okay.
So ideally, we're not looking for drop-in appointments. So that'll be the first thing like that. And then if for members of the public that are looking to come in to drop off an announcement or to drop off you know, a production or something like that, they can certainly come in, drop it off, and you know, and be on their way. If someone wants to come in and say hi because they haven't seen us for a year and a half, they're welcome to do that as too. But so Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Tuesdays in July and August will be till at least 7 p.m., more than likely not till 8 p.m., and then by appointment only.
Okay, and anything on, can they do anything online through our website right now?
Right now, well, they're welcome to submit videos still to us. We've been doing that throughout the pandemic. People have been submitting videos on the cloud, and then we've been going in and downloading them to put them on onto QATV.
Okay.
If people don't feel comfortable coming in, they can certainly continue to do that. And if they need a little help editing like that, we can do that as well. We've had some members that have submitted a video to us, and they don't have the video editing capability at home to do all the stuff that we can do here at QATV. So if they want to submit the video to us, we can do some simple editing for it and get it on the channel like that too.
Okay, and will folks notice any change in programming? What do you think is going to kind of stay post-pandemic, the things that we learned over the past year and a half?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we'll still see, you know, some Zoom interviews.
Yep.
I know just speaking for AM Quincy and currently in Quincy, it expands open the possibility of whoever we might want to have come in to QATV. And by coming in, I mean either in studio or virtually on Zoom.
Yeah.
And you can speak better than I really, just the amount of people that we've been able to have come in. And I mean, I have to give kudos to you. You know, there are some days you're, Joe, what's going on today? Oh, well, I just did my fourth interview today. I'm like, oh my goodness, four interviews.
Right.
And I'm like, it's not even 11 o'clock yet. You know, so it's been, you know, I think a huge help for QATV to have people come in and expand the amount of people that you can have on AM Quincy, currently in Quincy.
It's just great all around. It allows us as an organization to reach out to more individuals, more groups, and give them more exposure. It gives those groups the flexibility to get exposure like that, where they might not be able to take a break, come all the way into the studio,
right?
You know, and then go back in because they have such a small staff. And yeah, logistically, it's just easier. You know, you just pick a time. Say, I want to talk to a group in, I don't know, Foxborough in the next half hour or so. Not a problem on remote, you know, but if we had to wait and schedule a time for a studio and then have the set, you know, all ready to go and schedule a crew to produce that, it's just much more labor intensive. It's not the same quality virtually, you know, it's just not, but you get the same effect.
Right, and I think the other thing too is people are becoming so much more familiar with how it looks too, that they're like, well, that's Zoom. I'm used to it.
Right.
But the other thing, too, is those people that are using Zoom are more familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the quality, like you said, it's not the same as, you know, it is in here right now. But I've seen the quality improve from when people were first at home and there was a lot of blips and, you know, loss of audio or video.
Yep.
People have upgraded computers because they said, oh, I'm going to be using this a lot more.
Yes.
They've gotten better webcams. They have microphones that they're using.
Oh, yeah.
They have ring lights that they're using,
yes,
and social lights that they're using, that you're using,
yes,
to make
all
it look
those
better.
Things I've gone through myself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it makes it a lot easier, and that helps improve it too. And again,
yep,
it's not crystal clear HD quality, like, you know, we're in here in Studio A, but it's certainly, it makes it maybe a step below, but it's not as bad as if it was, a VHS tape from 1984 that people might have been using.
Right.
And like I said too, people are used to it because they're seeing it on QATV, but they saw it on the major networks. They saw it on broadcast television.
Oh, sure.
You know, the late night shows where Jimmy Fallon was at home interviewing whoever it might be all on Zoom, and that's what it is. And getting used to seeing ear pods or headphones in and different things like that. It's just become part of the way you can do TV now. So it's certainly, I think it's definitely here to stay.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully we have a lot more studio stuff,
right.
But it'll definitely be a supplemental to have that, just expand the amount of people that can come in.
The whole virtual business, I think, is going to expand. The apps themselves have improved greatly, because of the demand for it as well. So yeah, I think it's definitely not going away anytime soon.
Right,
sure.
Definitely. Yeah. And we've adapted here too as well. AM Quincy, it used to be 6 to 10 every morning. I think we kind of realized that maybe that's not the way citizens are looking for their news anymore. So we made it from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., still Monday through Friday. You still get all the news of the day, what's happening here in Quincy. You've added in an extra podcast where, people can get the news of the day for an AM Quincy podcast.
Yep.
There's a short version, there's a longer version,
right.
So people can kind of get the full news or the quick hits of the day.
Yep.
So we've added that in. And then, like you said, too, it's giving you more opportunity to interview more people throughout the day.
No question.
So it gives you more people on AM Quincy, more video content for QATV that we then post onto YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then for currently in Quincy as well, too, for all those different interviews that we were able to have. So again, that 4 interviews a day is almost a norm now for you, 3 and 4, whereas before it was impossible to do that, just the amount of time, it just wasn't possible in the time of day.
Absolutely, yeah, there's no question about it. And I think we're going to see maybe a Zoom or at least some kind of a virtual class curriculum, we could actually show folks through our own experience how to use these platforms.
Yep, definitely. I mean, we were using Zoom to teach classes during the pandemic,
right.
But I think we will be looking at, how to use Zoom for an interview.
Mm-hmm.
Some people had used Skype here at QATV
Whatever.
Or FaceTime here and there, but now it's so much easier to do that. Actually, whether it's Skype or Zoom or FaceTime, it's a lot easier to do that. We've adapted our equipment so you can, put it into the switcher here at QATV a lot easier than you could before.
Yep.
So people can come in here with a computer and then bang, do their interview like that. Mark Crosby has done a lot of that as well, doing, Zoom interviews with people. So, and we've had hybrid interviews where we've had, you and someone in studio and then someone at home, or Mark and someone in studio and someone at home to do like that as well. So it's definitely going to be part of that. So we'll be teaching that. We'll be having some still virtual classes, depending on what it might be.
Sure.
And then the other thing that we did a lot of, too, was using your phone for video to capture things as well. Everyone's phone now can shoot, really good, videos. So they can take that video out or the camera out and, shoot the stuff like that. We've purchased accessories so you can have a microphone or a different lens that you can put onto your camera, your phone, and then you can have the stuff like that as well. So it's like, the audio's not that great with my iPhone. Well, here, use this adapter that we have. Now you can have two lavalier microphones like we're using right now, and you might not know the difference.
Absolutely, yeah. Any special events planned for our members in the 2021?
Yes, so one big thing that we have is we're going to be having an open house sometime in the summer, and part of that open house will be the unveiling of our new production truck.
Aha!
So we made a little bit of announcement earlier on that we had bought a new production truck for QATV. People, I'm sure, have seen the old truck that was out and about in the city covering Flag Day, Christmas, sporting events, or different events throughout the city. It certainly seemed its best days, and the equipment was needing even an upgrade. And we went to the board of directors of QATV and we said, this is really a big thing that we can use. And they saw the wisdom in that as well, thankfully. So a truck's being worked on as we speak. The equipment's getting installed. It's being commissioned and things like that. So we're hopefully at sometime in July, maybe the beginning of August, we're going to have an open truck per se.
Okay.
So people will be able to come down to QATV and take a look at the new QATV production truck. All new HD equipment. It's really a nice truck. We were able to really get a good deal on it. We hit it at the perfect time to get a good deal on it. And the board wanted to make sure that it was, a top-notch quality truck as well. So we have really good equipment that's being installed into it, good cameras. So hopefully beginning in the fall, we'll be seeing that truck out and about in the city, football, soccer, whatever it might be, different events, we're going to be getting out there as much as we can. So that'll be one thing that we're going to be having for our members here at QATV, and that'll be something probably just for the public in general to come down to QATV and see what's happening.
Neat.
And also for our members, we're hoping to have some sort of member social over the summer as well to have this. It's been a year and a half since people have been able to see each other. We had some online socials last year, and the very beginning, it was great. People were definitely, wow, this is awesome. You could see someone talk and whatnot.
Yeah.
And as people were getting zoomed out, they were like, I like this, but I like to see someone in person better.
The novelty wore off. Yeah.
It certainly did.
Yeah.
That was for everything.
Oh,
you know, certainly, you know, the meetings on Zoom was kind of cool initially, but we were able to do that. And now it's like, all right, it's been 15 minutes. When's this Zoom meeting over?
I'm shutting off my video, you know.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. You know, there's some, you know, virtual conferences that we're still attending. And I think people are happy the conference is still happening, but it's like, I'd like to have this in person. I think, you know, it's time for that. So we're going to have that, you know, here at QATV as well. So some things like that. And then this is our 25th anniversary here at QATV as well. So something's in the works. It's still stirring around and trying to figure out what's happening with that. But we're hoping to do something in the fall to celebrate that as well.
Okay. We may have intrigued folks who might not have been aware of QATV or Local Access, new people in the city all the time. Mm-hmm. So do we want new members?
Of course, all the time. We're looking for people to come on down to QATV. Like I said, for people that might not be familiar with Public Access Television, our main goal is to help people in the city produce their own TV show. Mm-hmm. So whether it's their son or daughter's soccer game or a basketball game, or they want to host their own talk show and talk about things that are happening on the city, on the state, nationwide, on the worldwide level, whatever it might be. Maybe you have a passion about or cooking, or you want to get your religious thoughts out there, or you just want to, you know, play the guitar and talk about whatever it might be. We can help people do that here in the city of Quincy. So if you're over the age of 18 and a resident of the city of Quincy, or if you work for a nonprofit or a business that's based in the city of Quincy, you can become a member of QATV, and we will teach you how to do all those different things of producing your own show to get onto QATV. It gets onto QATV, but then you have that video to put on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, whatever it might be. You can use that video for however you like as well, to then, or just, you know, have a file on your computer to sit in for there as well. But we'll teach you how to get that show produced and get on the air. And then we are looking for volunteers as well. That someone might not want to produce a whole show, but they want to help someone else do a show. They want to run camera. Maybe they just have a real interest in graphics, and they're looking to do something along those lines. We're always looking for members to come on down to help out and volunteer on staff-produced shows, on member-produced shows, whatever it might be. There's always events going on in the city of Quincy. The past 2 weeks in the beginning of June, there's been so much different things that are happening.
Making up for lost time.
It really has been. And we've been relying on our volunteers again to go out and do those different events.
Yep.
So if you can come down and take a camera out and go and cover, you know, the Pride Day Festival that was in the city of Quincy, the Quincy Police Memorial Sunday, the Firefighters Memorial Sunday. There was a bike rodeo that the Quincy Police held. And I know I'm missing two other things that just aren't popping into my mind right now. There was a Thousand Cranes project that was held at Quincy High School. So different things like that. If you can go out and get the video and bring it back to us, that's a huge help. Just because, again, so that weekend, there was four or five events in one day that we just can't get to as a staff to cover everything.
Right.
So we rely on our members and volunteers to come down. If you can get the video and bring it back to us, that's a huge help. We can get it onto the channel either as a 3 or 4 minute piece, or maybe it's a full half an hour show that we'll get on the channel. And that's a huge help for us. It gets the public out there to say, oh wow, there was Memorial Sunday for the firefighters or the police officers or the Pride Day event that might not normally get some coverage. So we're looking for that all the time.
And membership is really affordable.
It is. For an individual member, it's $25 per year.
Yeah.
And again, that entitles you to all the classes that we offer here at QATV, to use the equipment that we have and go out and about and either, again, produce your own show or help us get shows on the air as well. And then for the nonprofit, organizational, and for a business organization, nominal fees. It's, you know, $50 a year for a nonprofit, and I think it's $100 a year for a business. So it's really not a lot of money for them to come down. For the organizational members, that entitles you to have five or six members to come down and be part of the crew. So it's not just one person. You can have five people of your nonprofit organization come take a class here at QATV or for your business as well, mm-hmm. and talk about what's going on. For the nonprofit, again, you can talk about your nonprofit. You're looking for volunteers or members to come down and assist, or you're looking to get that message out to people in the city that might need your services. We can get that message out. For businesses, you can't promote your business per se.
Sell anything.
Exactly. You can't come say, you know, come down to Joe's Pizza Shop and we get the best pizza in town, or Mary's Realty will sell your house in 5 days.
Right.
But you can talk about the trends in the pizza industry. The South Shore Bar Pizza is a huge thing here in the past year and a half.
Yep.
Talk about South Shore Bar Pizza and how it got originated and why people love it so much. Or why is Quincy a hotbed for realty right now? You can talk about things like that. You could be a lawyer. You could talk about real estate or health law or whatever it might be. You could be a doctor. You can talk about how to stay healthy, mm-hmm. and things like that. Or you own some sort of other business here, and I can give you some tips on home plumbing or home electrical, some things like that.
Yep.
Again, but you can't, like I said, you can't sell your business per se, to say, come down to my business and I can install that new bathroom for you,
right.
or whatever it might be.
Right.
But it's amazing. People, they might say, oh, I saw Joe's plumber on there and I learned a lot from him. Maybe I'll give him a call,
exactly.
and learn about that as well. So you weren't directly advertising your business, but just getting your name out there and just saying, hi, I'm Joe, I'm a plumber. They might come to look for you as well.
Yeah, it's the best networking you could do, really.
Yeah,
it
really
in
is.
Your market,
so, yep.
Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
Well, always for more information, they can visit our website,
yep.
which is qatv.org. And that got a facelift last year as well during the pandemic. So it's less than a year old now, our website. So it's still a lot going on out there. Oh, a little bit over a year now, I guess.
Yep.
For different information, all the videos that we do, that our staff produce, we get put onto our website, mm-hmm. and onto YouTube. Membership information, program schedules, you can see what's going on, QATV Channel 8. Which is the public access channel here at QATV, or QATV Channel 9, the government access. So if you're interested in when the city council meeting might be meeting, you can go on to Channel 9, or is the baseball or game going to be on? Is the community meeting going to be on? That's going to be on Channel 8. You can take a look for that as well. So QATV.org.
Yep, or just give us a call or stop on by, right?
Yep, so 617-376-1440 is the number here at QATV. If not, 88 Washington Street, mm-hmm. here in Quincy Center. We're part of the Thomas Crane Public Library Complex. We're right next door to the beautiful library here in Quincy Center. So you can come on down and again, visit us, or pop in, or give us a call if you want to know more information, or just when's a class going to be held, or I want to become a member. All those venues, you can come down and get in contact with us.
Yep. Follow us on social media, of course.
Yep. So we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, and of course we're on YouTube. So we're hoping people can follow us or subscribe to us on all those different platforms, and help us increase our membership there as well, and followership there. We're definitely trying to make a push on Instagram and YouTube to get more followers and subscribers on those two platforms, and Twitter and Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we're making a push on Instagram and YouTube. On YouTube, if we get more subscribers on YouTube, it allows us to do more things, to do more live events, to do more live coverage of how we can do things, to do mobile live events and things of that nature. So we're trying to get some more followers and subscribers like that too.
Okay.
Yep.
But the big news is we're open.
We are open. So Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Then beginning in July and August, on Tuesdays, we'll be open to at least 7 p.m., more than likely not till 8 p.m., depending on how busy things are. And also by reservation only, we are asking people to make a reservation before they come in. To ensure that the studio or an editor is available, but just to give us a heads up so we can make sure everything is sanitized and clean, so when the next person does come in, it's ready to go for that person.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for coming by, John.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Pleasure. We'll see you again soon.
All right. We'll see you around.
All right.